Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, it's Tuesday, 24th of February, 2004, and I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We've got Angel Shemaiah from KeepAndBearArms.com coming on the next hour. One of their writers is also a writer for Guns and Ammo and other major publications, wrote a letter to the San Francisco Police Department saying, you know, you guys aren't enforcing the law with these gay marriages. And, you know, I mean, what would you do if gun owners didn't follow the law? Would you not enforce your unconstitutional gun laws? I mean, real simple what he said. I've got his letter, so he got police calls and police visits, and it's all part of this secret police atmosphere, so that's coming up. In the meantime, a ton of vital news and information. Court declines appeal on 9/11 secrecy. The U.S. Supreme Court gave the government the power to, well, keep certain terrorism cases in near total secrecy, and that ruling came down yesterday. So they're secretly arrest you and then not tell anybody that they arrested you and secretly try you and secretly execute you. The Supreme Court says that's a good deal. We have a new federal office that does espionage research, and this is a very interesting article about these mushrooming new federal spy agencies here domestically. Here in Austin, Texas, we have had Texas Independence Day marches, rallies for over 100 years, and it's a family event. But the city of Austin doesn't want to be a part of that and won't allow a parade. They won't, quote, provide security, so you can't have a parade. The city of Austin sponsors Cinco de Mayo, or Mexican Independence in Austin, Texas. Over 10 years ago, I guess about 12 years ago, University of Texas banned Texas Independence Day from the school sponsoring it or any department sponsoring it, but they do sponsor Cinco de Mayo and Kwanzaa and everything else. And so I have the Associated Press article here. Texas Independence Parade canceled because of cost. That is, they say you can't have a parade because we don't want to pay for it. The city can't spare the police. But they can for tens of thousands of screaming people waving Mexican flags on Cinco de Mayo. City of Austin cancels Texas Independence Day parade, but sponsors Cinco de Mayo and everything else as long as it's not Texan. The University of Texas canceled Texas Independence Day over 10 years ago, but banned any university department from supporting it. Now the city of Austin is saying they can't allow the parade because they can't supply police for it, but every year for Cinco de Mayo, Austin's downtown is shut down as thousands of screaming people violently wave Mexican flags. Then I have the AP article under my comments, Texas Independence Parade canceled because of cost. We'll get into that. Also, cashless society, more and more businesses forcing their employees to take their pay on a debit card. They don't even want to give you automatic transfers or force you onto the cashless system that way. And so we'll go to a letter from a listener and a news article out of Money, Florida Today. Pay cards replace paychecks, actually out of the Gannett News Service, posted on moneyfloridatoday.com. Pay cards replace paychecks. We'll get to that story. Japanese banks using biometrics, Texas grocery stores. We'll go over the cashless society control grid. Government backs down on random drug tests in public schools in England, but they're not backing down here in the U.S. We're more big brother than the British on this area here in the U.S. Blair moves in with measles, mumps, and rubella shots. In West Virginia, they're going to make it the law that you have to take the shots or you're arrested. And look, I haven't even scratched the surface. Big show lined up for you. So please stay with us. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 24th day of February, 2004. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, updated daily for you. With audio, video, government documents, mainstream media, alternative news, analysis, you name it. Transcripts, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to thank both my webmasters, my wife, Violet Jones, who does Infowars.com, Paul Watson over in England that runs PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, there's a bunch of news from yesterday I didn't get to that I want to cover. And I know we've already got callers who are holding. We'll go to Wes in Texas and Steve in Illinois and others. The toll-free number to join us, always a good idea on a talk show to give the number out, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I mean, look at this. Greenspan warns against U.S. job protectionism. I didn't get to that yesterday. He chastised those of us that have pointed out that NAFTA and GATT has destroyed our economy. Bush came out 2 weeks ago and with his economic committee and said, his little group, that his working group that puts out propaganda, and said, Export of jobs is good. This is our new commodity. This is what we produce. We ship our jobs overseas. They actually said that. And then now I find out today that Bush's economic board there in the White House, his economic council, their proper term for it, says that they want to change McDonald's jobs specifically, any job flipping hamburgers, they mentioned McDonald's specifically as manufacturing. Folks, this isn't a joke. Okay, I have the article, the Associated Press. They want to change burger flipping to manufacturing, so they can say that we've added all these millions of manufacturing jobs. And understand, that's not even real jobs, period, being produced. They're just going to say already existing jobs that are out there flipping burgers or making, you know, Coney dogs or whatever, all the fast food restaurants, suddenly Bush will go, we just added 6 million manufacturing jobs. The neocons will say, see how great NAFTA and GATT is? See how wonderful it is? Shut up and never say it again. By the way, the Pentagon has come out and said that, and again, this is five weasels saying they're investigating the giant gray fox. But yes, it is a criminal investigation right now of Halliburton. Why? They're going to get to the bottom of it. You can be assured that some low-level employee will be given 5 years in the federal Hyatt Regency and in some luxury federal penitentiary with golf courses. You know, they have those. Where he'll have his own valet. And then all the big boys will run off with their hundreds of billions of dollars. But Yes, the Pentagon is criminally investigating Halliburton. But don't worry, Halliburton is running TV ads. And guess what? I just so happened to have caught one last night. I watched very little television, but it was an ad going, you know Halliburton, good American company. We get the jobs and contracts in Iraq because of who we are, not who we know. I mean, they're running TV ads about why they get all the contracts. Oh, because of who we are, not who we know. No bids were allowed, folks. It's not just that Halliburton got the job because you know they know how to do the job. It's because no bids were allowed. No one else was allowed to bid. And Halliburton can say, well, we're experts in oil reconstruction and oil drilling and oil pipelines, which is true. I mean, there's about 80 other companies that are, you know, as good as Halliburton. But, okay, I mean, yeah, you can get the oil contracts. No bids allowed. But food service, camps, maintenance, water, administration of the Iraqi government, running the Iraqi debt. They've got Baker and Associates running that and giving the contracts to Halliburton. I mean, it is insane, folks. They're all, you know, given different sectors of the economy, and they all give each other the contracts. It's just, I've never seen such blatant, total looting. And how do the neocons counter this? The gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, America-hating neocons. How do they handle it? What do they do? Well, they just come out and they say, hey, we got news for you. Oh, I just can't handle this anymore. I was going to make a point about it. I mean, do I even need to make the point? The neocons come out and they say, if you say a word about Halliburton, you're a liberal. You're up there on a gun turret with Hanoi Jane and you love John Kerry and you're a socialist. So we've got these gun-grabbing, anti-American, the most corrupt people in Washington running things, looting the economy, up one side and down the other, telling us that exporting our jobs is good, and don't you dare say that exporting all our jobs is bad. Why, it's good, and McDonald's is manufacturing, and no bids allowed are good, and rotten food to the troops, and not giving the troops medical care when their legs are blown off, and not letting us see that, you know, all this is good. And if you talk about it, you're a liberal. So they got a great new system set up. If you talk about how Bush is anti-gun, you're a liberal. If you talk about Bush is for open borders, you're a liberal. If you criticize anything the government does, growing by 45% in the last 3.5 years, you're a liberal. I mean, it's just amazing. So Halliburton is now running TV ads where they say they deserve all the contracts they're getting. And then when a neocon talk show host gets a call about this, they go, somebody will call in and go, you know, Halliburton's getting all the contracts, and that's not right. And they'll hang up on the caller, and they get memos on this, how to talk. And they say, how dare you say the French deserve those contracts and the Germans? America deserves that money, you traitor. Move to France. No. When it came out that no bids were allowed, the White House came out and said, you know what? We're not about to give France and Germany contracts. That's a red herring. American companies aren't allowed to bid. See how that works? But now when the average dumbbell, who thinks they're conservative, they're really left of Joseph Stalin, is driving along in their truck feeling real good about their country boyness and how much they love George W., the Kennebunkport blue blood. Oh, he's so Texan. Now, while the people driving around in Texas with the fake Texas accents never seen a cow or feeling very conservative about Bush, I just don't even have words to describe the idiocy of all of it anymore. It's just so hard to deal with. My head is spinning right now, ladies and gentlemen. It really and truthfully is. These people are just amazing. All right, the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. There is no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. You know the old cliche, two sides of the same coin, two arms on the same beast, two heads on the same hydra. I mean, it's really that simple. They're different managers inside this global corporation, this crime syndicate that is the New World Order. They're like two generals in the Roman legions battling for the eye of Caesar. And Caesar is the big central banks. And our presidents are mid-level nothings. But to have Halliburton running ads and, you know, to have the average conservative tunes into a show and here's us talking about Halliburton, they go, that must be a liberal. Because we believe that Halliburton shouldn't be getting all the contracts and double-charging the Pentagon and scamming everybody. And then as soon as the dumbbells start waking up to that, the White House just goes, we're not going to give the French the contracts. When it never had anything to do with the French. It's mindlessness. Okay, again, your calls are coming up. I'll get to you here in a few minutes. I've got to talk about this. West Virginia, they're about to pass a law that you got to take whatever vaccine the government says. Right now, 35 vaccines are mandatory. Doesn't matter how much mercury's in them. And this is the government saying we'll put in your body whatever we want, whenever we want. Bill forces shots on all children. World Net Daily on Infowars.com. Homeschoolers fight state legislation that criminalizes parents who object. West Virginia homeschooler families and others were scheduled to stage two rallies today to protest the proposed bill that would require every child in the state to have a record of compulsory immunizations. Compulsory. Now, no one has done this but the District of Columbia with one shot. And this is the government, and they're coming out with new ones they want to make mandatory every year. This is the government being able to put in your body whatever they want, whenever they want, just like the troops, which they now admit the anthrax and smallpox shots are killing them. There's been like 10 more major medical reports by institutions and universities in the last month. I don't even read the articles anymore. The legislation, Senate Bill 439, stipulates any parent or guardian who refuses to permit his or child to be immunized would face a criminal charge. CPS taking your kids. The rally, sponsored by West Virginians for Vaccination Exemption, were scheduled to take place at the state capitol in Charleston and outside the Marion County Courthouse in Fairmont. If passed, this bill will turn all West Virginian parents who choose not to vaccinate for religious or other reasons into criminals or force them to move to another state, said Helen Tucker, co-founder of WVVE and state chair of the Libertarian Party of West Virginia. That's America, folks. They're coming for you, and it's not just going to stop in West Virginia.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I mean, think about this. They're publicly putting video cameras in school bathrooms and showers, frisking the children, have drug dogs jumping on them, putting up barbed wire fences, making them thumb scan to buy food at the lunch line, no cash allowed. At the same time, in New Mexico, they've passed the law out of the House, it's in the Senate, to put breathalyzers on all cars and make everyone blow a breathalyzer to start your car, guilty until proven innocent. They're setting up checkpoints around the country where police demand blood now to make sure you're not driving under the influence of drugs. Again, no Fourth Amendment. Talk about illegal search and seizure. unreasonable search and seizure. I mean, it's just all the opposite of freedom. Cameras in your neighborhood on poles with microphones is not freedom. It's the opposite. And then in West Virginia, this is a big, big deal. And then we'll start going to Steve and Wes and Dylan and Clayton and Leslie and everybody else that's patiently holding. Bill forces shots on all children. And it's a long article. And the bill says, unlike 48 other states, West Virginia currently does not have a provision for a religious or philosophical exemption. However, families can assert they have sufficient medical reason for not immunizing a child, which works, in effect, like an exemption. The new bill would do away with that right. And they've got passages here from the bill. You will be arrested. CPS will take your children if you don't take all 35 of the mandated shots. And every year they're adding new injections. Just 6 or 7 years ago, it was only 3 or 4 shots. Granted, those were combo shots with 2 or 3 different things in each shot, but there were just a few mandated shots. Now it's over 30 shots in the average state, 35 in West Virginia. And they'll just come out with more and more. They're going to have vaccines against aggression, vaccines against drug use, vaccines for earaches, vaccines for cigarettes, everything. Folks, we're in so much trouble. I mean, this country, wherever you live, you better call the legislature in West Virginia, and it's Senate Bill 439, and it's scheduled to pass in the next few days. It's got a bunch of co-sponsors, and looks like it's going to do it. And by the way, I have about 100 articles all this horrible today. I mean, how am I supposed to cover it all? Folks, I live in Texas. My family was involved in the war for independence against a brutal dictator called Santa Anna, who was later overthrown by the Mexican people. Over a third of those that fought against Santa Anna for Texas independence were Hispanic. It was a Tejano gentleman who wrote the Texas Constitution and was the second in command of its new government. But they try to make it this racial issue, and they've done a great job, and it's the big white bankers, it's the government that's doing this to get us all at each other's throats. And I got up this morning and turned on the radio at about 6 o'clock, and they said, yeah, they've banned Texas Independence Day, not just at the UT, which they did 12 years ago, but the city will not allow a parade or march. Now, they have it for Cinco de Mayo. They shut down. All the Texas Independence Day march was to be on Congress, about an hour long. For Cinco de Mayo, and I'm going to go shoot video of it this year because I've been down there. I've seen it. They will shut down, I don't know, how many streets? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 streets in between 4th Street and 8th Street, and then all the streets deep, about 6, 7, 8. About 8, I'd have to count them up, quite a few streets, a huge area of downtown. They shut it down. But Texas can't have just an hour-long little march, and I've been to these things. I mean, it was just a happy family thing. Oh, we love Texas and, you know, Texas flags. It was nothing. But Mecha and La Raza made it a racial issue, just like the ADL made the Passion a racial issue. No one ever even thought of that. And I've been at a Texas Independence Day rally at UT, sponsored by a student group. Again, the UT used to fire cannons and have a big march, and everybody loved it. They don't have that anymore for 12 years. But I was there, and the people dressed up like Aztecs ran up and attacked me, grabbed the birthday cake, put it in their mouths, spit it out, screamed at us, laughed at us, and then the paper had them as the good, loving folks the next day, of course. But now the city of Austin says, no, you can't have a parade. They've given the permit, but now they say they're not going to because they can't spare the police officers. And a few months ago, we had Vicente Fox here giving the police awards for violating the law and not arresting illegals. So, I mean, just Austin, Texas is run by Mexico. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
I'm not going to back down. I can't back down. I love this country. I love my family. I have to defend against the globalists. And we're about to go to your calls. I mean, look at the news I just covered. Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to be president. He wants you to get rid of the law so he can do it. We told you that was in the works. Greenspan says, don't you criticize the loss of jobs. Shipping jobs overseas is good for the economy. Bush wants to change it to where working at McDonald's is manufacturing, so he can, in the economic index, call that manufacturing. That's an official thing from his economic council. City of Austin says after 100-plus years, no more Texas Independence Day. They will not allow or issue a permit for that, but they will for Cinco de Mayo. They're going to pass a bill in West Virginia that you will take every shot they say or you will have your children taken from you. They're about to pass a law. It's passed the House in New Mexico where everyone will have to blow into the breathalyzer every time you start your car. Again, we're all criminals. They're about to make kids in the AISD. Everyone will have to drug test. There's discussions of it. They're trying to pass the law in San Marcos, just south of us. Every day I see articles where new school districts around the country are doing it. Everybody must drug test. Everybody must give blood, urine, I mean, it's everything. This is the Soviet Union. If that is not freedom. Let's go to the calls. Steve in Illinois, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I am blown away. I can't believe how fast it's getting bad.
I don't blame you one bit. I think all the issues you touched on go down to one thing, and that's ignorance. Ignorance of people. Everywhere I look, I see ignorance. You know, the only shows we got down here that they so-called conservative talk shows.
All they
here,
do is talk about how evil Hillary is. We know she's evil.
Yeah,
why don't you talk about biometrics or drug testing all the children or breathalyzers in all the police cars?
And not only that, but if anybody calls in, I know they must screen the heck out of them.
Excuse me, I wish it was just breathalyzers in the police cars. Breathalyzers in all.
All cars.
All cars, excuse me, go ahead.
If it wasn't for you and Genesis, I would be brainwashed like the rest of them, listening to this garbage that they spew out.
They do screen calls. They look for idiots. I've called in to disagree with the government before.
The only people that they allow to disagree with are blatant liberals that no common sense whatsoever. You know, it's like they only allow what they can shoot down.
They create a false debate.
Exactly.
They create a false debate.
If it wasn't for you and Genesis, I don't know what I'd be listening to. Probably nothing. I've been through the whole gamut of it's just unbelievable out here. And the people that I talk to, they are so ignorant. You know, I'm on my table, I'm 41 years old. I've got a book about, it's the Roosevelt Myth. And my friends say, what are you reading that for? You know, 1933. You know, people are so dumbed down by stuff.
By the way, they don't care. By the way, every time I tune into a neocon now, they're talking about how great Roosevelt was.
Oh, yeah.
What's this
was
new
real
trend
great.
Of hearing people talk about how great Roosevelt was?
From what I'm getting out of this book, he was basically the start of all this.
Well, I mean, the bankers
he
got...
He pushed government beyond unbelievable what he did. I mean, he ran his platform trying to get elected on how Hoover was spending way too much money. The first thing he does, he gets in the office and he starts, you know, 50 different... organizations for this and organizations for that, basically just taking control. The federal government just took control of our whole nation ever since. It's unbelievable.
And that's fascism.
People don't even understand. They don't even care. All they want to do is watch these ignorant, stupid reality TV crap. And
hey, I hear you. I'm going to let you go, Steve. I appreciate the call.
Let me just say this. For a man of your age, you got to be 10 years younger than me. What you did in Waco, Texas, if anybody has character assassination of you, all I got to tell them, you know, I bought all your tapes. And last night I just watched Blue State 2000, The Takeover. Amazing. Everyone's got to get that video at least, along with all the other ones. But character assassination on you, I tell them, go look at what that young man in his 20s did down in Waco, Texas, organized all that and built the church for those people. And all people want to do is talk about how Koresh was raping them young ladies and this, and then people were all nuts. You know, I say, hey, look what that man did for those people. And you call yourselves Christians, and all these phony Christians I talk to, it's unbelievable.
Hey, Steve, you know? I hear you, and I appreciate the kind words.
And
take
care.
I gotta let you go.
Okay.
Thank you. Steve, you're great, but I gotta be fair to the other callers. I never really talk about that, and I guess I should, because people have forgotten. And I'm no longer in my 20s, folks, but those were the days. But, back in the late 1990s, they were having a civil trial, and they were the judge, Walter Smith, wasn't allowing a jury. He just said, well, there's no law, but I won't allow a jury in the civil trial. The Davidians are suing the government, and I've decided I just won't allow a jury. And he said, okay, I've got federal marshals, they've got submachine guns, and we're going to have a fake trial here, and I'll decide. So I said, you know, I'm not putting up with this. I said, we're going to build a memorial church for those that died, because you don't save the 17 little children by barbecuing them, which Delta Force did. That's admitted. The government set that place on fire. And so, thanks to you, the listeners of this show, we went and we built a memorial church for all those that died, including the BATF. There's a plaque out front for them, too. I'm probably a terrorist because I did that. But there is a memorial for all those that died. The church seats 400 people comfortably. It's built out of fire-retardant hardy plank. It's got a small second floor. It's got beautiful beveled wood and all that stuff in it. And, yes, it was a wonderful thing. And by the way, we gave people three different hardware stores, and we said, we need 100 boards this size. We need 50 pieces of sheetrock that size. We need lights. 100% of the money that was sent in went to that. In fact, I spent thousands of my own money. Every time we needed some money, I put some money in. But the point is that 100% of that money went into it. We needed trusses. That was the one thing we couldn't get from one of the hardware stores. So we said, all right, we picked a truss company. Here's their number. They're going to take your credit card numbers, and when we get the $8,000 we need for the trusses, it'll be done. And that included the delivery. You know, that was, it was just amazing. So, yes. Thank you, Steve. I hear you. Wes in Texas. Wes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I appreciate all your hard work on behalf of Truth and Liberty. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to let you and your listeners know about another situation that's brewing in Waco, Texas, where free speech and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is under attack. February the 3rd, the Waco City Council passed an ordinance barring street activities and parades within school zones during certain hours. Now, your listeners may be saying, why is this a big deal? Well, it just so happens, coincidentally, that the Planned Parenthood abortuary happens to be in the school zone of the Waco Montessori School.
And by school zones, these school zones are gigantic. I mean, they're, you know, they might be 500 yards of major roadway with government buildings and businesses everywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, at least the school zones in Austin, I mean, there are school zones that have got to be 700 yards long.
And, of course, there's demonstrators regularly.
But see, that sounds real reasonable. Oh, we just can't allow that, you know.
It's because they're so concerned for the children, yet while they're allowing the murder of these children to go on, and that's indirectly what they're trying to, or directly what they're trying to protect, is the murder of those unborn children by shutting down the preaching and the pictures and the demonstrations outside of the abortuary. And
that law needs to be challenged. And of course, this is in the, you know, big Baptist hamlet of let's worship George Bush, literal George Bush worship billboards up everywhere. And so what are the Baptist churches saying about this, or are they saying suddenly that abortion is a Christian thing?
Well, I'm here in East Texas, but I want to let your listeners know it was challenged last week. Brother Rusty Thomas of the Waco-based Elijah Ministries rallied about 70 Christians outside the Planned Parenthood facility last Wednesday morning. The police did show up and handed out copies of the ordinance and gave them all a warning and left. But he plans to show up again tomorrow at around 7 a.m., and the ordinance kicks in at 7:30 a.m., and he's going to challenge this ordinance again. He's trying to rally Christians who'd like to come and stand on behalf of truth and on behalf of their unborn neighbor and to challenge this tyrannical ordinance. He's trying to rally them out there.
Well, Wes, I'll check into that. Send me an email with a news article on that, and I'd like to get that gentleman on. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it. Dylan in Texas. Go ahead, Dylan.
Hi, Alex. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for being of service today.
Well, guys, you need to quit thanking me. I'm just doing my duty. I think you guys are wonderful, but, you know, all of you, Steve, Wes, Dylan, everybody that's called, we really appreciate you.
I'm here to testify today, Alex. And let me tell you where I'm coming from. I used to vote for Bill Clinton. I was as an ardent supporter of pro-choice as I now am of pro-life. And let me just testify that not because of the way you speak or because I dislike or do like your personality, I've just checked out the things you've said. I've compared it with the international news wires and government documents, and I'm yet to come up with something that isn't true. I'm not talking about piddly stuff like dogs versus cats and stuff. And more specific, I am plumb tired of these chemtrails, and I want to focus myself. I want to focus more on speaking to the city council, I guess, here in Austin, about doing away with our voting machines. And once the voting machines are done away with, I'm going to confront the elected officials about doing something about these chemtrails in the sky. These things are not natural. We didn't grow up with them, and I noticed after sometimes when there's a lot of chemtrails in the sky, and then that evening, I'll just take a nasal infection, like right away, not like I was stressed out and stuff for a couple of weeks, and then I got ill. No, like all of a sudden, boom, I got a nasal infection.
I know this. We all grew up watching the trails at 30,000 feet disappear in a few minutes, if not a few seconds. I have sat there on my back porch doing yard work for 5 hours and watched 50 trails appear at 2,000 feet and sit there for 2 or 3 hours and then turn into giant cloud banks. That's not normal. Something's going on. And then the government comes out and goes, yeah, we're doing some weather modification, but we can't talk about it. No, there's more to it. I have an official government bill in my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's also on the website that admits these chemtrails. Something is going on, and you're right. We've got to get to the bottom of it.
That's basically what I have to say, Alex. Thank you.
Hey, good to hear from you, Dylan. Let's talk to Cliff in Oklahoma. Go ahead, in Oklahoma.
Hello?
Yes, Cliff.
Oh, hi. How are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I was calling up to let you know about an event that I'm going to be putting together in early June.
Good. Taking action. What's going on?
Well, basically, what I'm doing, I'm playing a band out here, and I don't know, you may have gotten my CD when I sent it to you. We're called Behold the Pale Horse.
Yeah, yes, I did get it.
Okay, great. Well, anyways, basically, we're going to be staging something called the Conspirathon, and it's going to be a mixture of bands playing, and in between bands playing, we're going to have actual, you know, videos like yours and some other conspiracy videos and things like that, and we're going to be playing them in between to help educate people about the New World Order.
Well, great. Where's that taking place?
It's going to be up at the Conservatory, which is a venue out here in Oklahoma City, and I'm going to have probably about 7 or 8 bands that are going to be playing.
When is it going to be happening?
June 5th is the tentative date, which is a Saturday, because we want to make it an all-day type deal. And we've got about 4 or 5 bands that have already confirmed for
us. Well,
great.
Send me some info on it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So you got to hear the CD?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? Great. Well, hey, actually, I'll have to send you out our new one that we've put together. We've got some more songs, Novus Ordo Seclorum and Smokescreen, and I Believe in Conspiracy and Disinformation. So.
Well, that's wonderful. Do you have a website?
Actually, we're in the middle of getting one put together. I've got a guy that I've, just kind of...
Well, that's how we're going to defeat the New World Order, is everybody with their talents reaching out to people. I appreciate the call, Cliff.
Sure, thanks.
Now, we're going to continue to take calls, and these have all been great calls, but does anybody want to comment about states moving under federal mandate and funding to make everyone blow a breathalyzer every time you start your car? Do you want to talk about nationwide drug testing of all children in public schools beginning? Do you want to talk about all of the country states moving to make you give your children vaccines as the movement builds to resist them? Does this concern you? Does Arnold Schwarzenegger getting on Meet the Press and saying, I want to be able to run for president, I mean, does that concern you? Does Bush saying that McDonald's jobs being a new manufacturing sector, does that make you angry? I mean, this is serious, serious business. What about Austin, Texas, saying, hey, we're not going to have Texas Independence Day rallies. Now, UT already banned it 12 years ago. It was a big deal. Cannons firing and, you know, Texas dancers and baton girls and, you know, just we love Texas, a celebration of Texas. Folks, they shut this city down for Cinco de Mayo. There's hundreds of police. The mayor comes and gives a proclamation, and you know, all that, but no, Texas is bad. America's bad. So now the city says you can't have a rally. You can't have a parade. We're going to revoke the permit because it's so big and popular. The annual Texas Independence Day Parade in the state capitol has been canceled following the city council's decision against sponsoring the event. Meanwhile, council members will decide Thursday whether they made the wrong decision in January to not help pay for the parade and fun run. Celebrate Texas, a nonprofit group, would have spent $11,800 for the parade and run this year, up from the $5,000 it paid last year, said State Senator Gonzalo Barrientos, a board member of Celebrate Texas. So even Barrientos is for Texas, but no, not the city council. We just, you know, you got to pay for a parade if you want one around here. And UT, boy, they canceled theirs. So that's your new America, folks. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. And I haven't even scratched the surface on the news. There's a lot more coming up. Let's go ahead and go to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want you to know I want to applaud you for bringing up the Halliburton sole source contract, because it was Larry Klayman, Judicial Watch, as you know, filed suit on that. But your listeners ought to realize...
Who, by the way, is a real conservative who helped get Bill Clinton impeached.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we're the liberals because we stand up for America.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, stay there. I'll let you talk on the other side. I went to you too late. I apologize. Stay there, Leslie, and Philip and others will get to you. And again, we've already had 50 minutes of the show. I haven't even scratched the surface, though we've covered a lot of key issues. I've got a giant stack here in front of me, and it's all coming up. And we'll address how the First Amendment's under attack in the next hour with the folks from KeepAmericaArms.com. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Okay, we were talking to Leslie in Virginia about Halliburton, and she's right. It was Judicial Watch that first pointed out the corruption of Halliburton, and you really got to hand it to Judicial Watch. I mean, you want to talk about a group that isn't government-controlled, a group that goes after corruption. You notice when Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity go, oh, Halliburton's wonderful, it's all liberal lies, they don't point out it's Ron Paul criticizing it. They don't point out it's Larry Klayman. They don't point out, no, 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 no. It's got to be a Democrat. And then they'll point out how Democrats are running scams with bids, as if it's okay. Well, they're corrupt. Well, we're, you know, it's a joke, folks. George Bush is not a conservative. He's a big spender, police state, wannabe dictator, with his hair on fire. You know, at mock speed here, destroying America. Go ahead, Leslie.
Thanks for making that clear to your listeners, Alex, because we've got to make this clear. Larry Klayman, he filed suit a couple years ago on the, and he would be there to this very day. In fact, he didn't leave until about 15 months ago. With Charles Rosati, he was the IRS commissioner for AMS. I mean, the IRS commissioner, but he was the founder and a huge holder of stock of his corporation, AMS. Well, he was, the IRS was issuing the commissioner's company millions of these contracts and other federal agencies, and so, you know, that just quietly went away. It wasn't in the news, but anyway, it was Larry Klayman that exposed that conflict of interest, and you know, and they still have the other Clinton appointees over there. You were talking about chemtrails. You got the EPA and Inspector Nikki Tinsley. I mean, she's still there.
Hey, look at the CIA director as a Clinton boy.
That's right. And see, you had a guy on there last week, and I couldn't get on. I wanted to, because your phones were loaded with callers. And what he was exposing was the conflicts of interest in this 10th District race. And the reason why this was so important is because the guy that the former prosecutor that's running in that race, you know, he asked the I forgot the name of the guy.
Yeah, let's be specific for folks because they have no idea what we're talking about. There was a case here in Texas. It's ongoing. They've created a new district. The Democrats aren't even running for it because it's built for Republicans, which is fine with me. The problem is the guy they've got running, McCall. He is a Democrat from the Clinton administration, helped cover up Chinagate. He's married to the head of Clear Channel's daughter, who owns the voting machines that people are going to be voting for him on.
Absolutely.
So Clear Channel gives him the money, runs the voting machines, and covers up from the Chinagate individual. Thanks for the call. It is very important. And thank you for the call. I'm glad you brought that up, Leslie. Before I end this hour and come back with the folks from Keeping Bear Arms, and then we'll go to Philip and David and Rich and others, before I do that, I do want to spend about a minute and a half here encouraging you that if you want to have a tool that will wake up your friends, your family, your neighbors, people in your community, your police chief, your local talk show host, your pastor, your rabbi, you need to get my videos. You need to get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You need to get my videos. You need to make copies of them and get them out to folks. And secondarily, it makes this show possible as well. So please go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order the videos, the books, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, the deception dollars via our secure online shopping cart or call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or 1-888-253-3139. Second hour straight ahead. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.